So we've got a 72-year-old woman with congestive heart failure. Very classic presentation here. Congestive heart failure equals left heart failure plus right heart failure. Okay. So the most common cause of right heart failure is left heart failure. So the left heart begins to fail. We're going to get increased pressure in the left atrium. It's going to back up into the pulmonary venules, back up into the pulmonary capillaries, and ultimately make its way to the right heart. So this backup into the pulmonary circulation reflects increased hydrostatic pressure, which is our answer here. And we're going to get a transudation of fluid into the alveolar spaces. This transudation of fluid, this transudate entails relatively few solutes, so low proteins, low cells, low LDH. Another finding is glucose that is approximates serum glucose. Sometimes low glucose can reflect an infective process where bacteria or fungi consume the glucose. In contrast, if we look at the answer choice, increased pulmonary capillary permeability, that's a tricky answer because it doesn't sound bad, but that more accurately describes an inflammatory process or an exudative process, such as if we had cytokine release increasing the spacing between the endothelial cells and allowing that exudate to flow into the alveolar spaces with high LDH, high cells, high proteins, and once again with an infective process, we'd have lower glucose in that exudate. So if this were a pneumonia, if this were a malignancy, if this were a pulmonary embolism, we'd be more inclined to think an exudative process, and increased pulmonary capillary permeability would be more accurate. But in this case, because we have classic congestive heart failure, that backup from the left atrium, that increased pressure in the left atrium, remember that left atrial pressure equals pulmonary capillary wedge pressure. So we've got a high pressure in the pulmonary capillaries. This is a hydrostatic pressure, okay? So that, once again, will lead to a transudate into the alveolar spaces. Orthopnea is an inability to breathe properly when supine, and this is a classic left heart failure sign. So when we lie supine, there's increased venous return to the heart as blood redistributes from the lower limbs to the chest, and that increases preload, and the left heart can't handle that, and that just exacerbates the hydrostatic pressure in the pulmonary vasculature. Paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea is just an exacerbation while the patient sleeps. The patient will wake up in the middle of the night with coughing or choking episodes. This is just, once again, reflective of PND and left heart failure. So I could also make note that tangentially, the answer choice decreased capillary oncotic pressure, not necessarily pulmonary, but if we think of just general systemic circulation, decreased vascular peripheral oncotic pressure, that would be a correct answer in the setting of renal failure or hepatic failure, where we have decreased proteins in the blood, hypoalbuminuria. In renal failure, we're losing the protein through the urine. In hepatic failure, the liver is just merely not producing enough albumin. So if we had peripheral edema in hepatic or renal failure, then decreased vascular oncotic pressure is correct. Oncotic just reflects the ability of proteins to hold the fluid in the vasculature, okay? But it's quite rare to have pulmonary findings in the setting of decreased oncotic pressure. It's possible, but not typical. When we have pulmonary findings, usually in the setting of heart failure with increased hydrostatic pressure, that's it.